outdoors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, this is Monica Reinagle. Welcome to the Nutrition Diva podcast. At your request, this week, I'm going to be taking a closer look at the recent study on eggs and heart health. It's been getting a lot of attention in the press. In last week's Nutrition Diva podcast, I was talking about the potential benefits of omega-3 enhanced eggs. Ironically, shortly before that episode was released, a new study came out that was widely covered in the media, finding that people who ate more than just a few eggs a week had an increased risk of heart disease and death. Now, this headline wouldn't have raised any eyebrows 20 years ago when we firmly but falsely believed that eating foods that contained cholesterol would contribute to high blood cholesterol and raise our heart disease risk. But in 2016, the Dietary Guidelines for Americans officially removed cholesterol from the list of nutrients that we need to worry about limiting. And this was based on an accumulating stack of epidemiological evidence finding no clear link between dietary cholesterol and heart disease risk. And in addition to these observational studies, there have also been controlled diet studies, which were able to provide more reliable information about cause and effect. Most of these found that diets containing more cholesterol didn't increase heart disease risk factors compared to similar diets that were lower in cholesterol. All of this evidence ultimately led the USDA to take cholesterol off the list of nutrients of concern. And believe me, this decision was not an impulsive one. In fact, many in the health and nutrition community felt that it took the USDA 10 or 20 years longer than it should have to let eggs and cholesterol off the hook. So when this latest study hit the newswire, dozens of you reached out to me for comment. And I totally sympathize if you're feeling a little jerked around. I mean, first eggs are bad for you, then they're fine, now they're bad again. So let me try to put this latest headline in perspective. The first thing you need to know about this study is that the increase in risk was pretty modest. Overall, 18% of the people they followed developed heart disease over the course of a couple of decades. Now, of those who had more cholesterol in their diets, 21% developed heart disease. So, according to this study, if you have a lower cholesterol diet, your risk of developing heart disease is just under 1 in 5. And if you have a higher cholesterol diet, your risk is just over 1 in 5. The second thing you need to know is that these findings were not actually about eggs. They were about cholesterol. The analysis found that those consuming more than 300 milligrams of cholesterol a day on average had an increased risk of heart disease. It also found an increased risk among those eating more than 3 eggs a week, but the association between egg consumption and heart disease disappeared when they adjusted for cholesterol consumption. In other words, it wasn't the eggs per se that was increasing the risk, it was the cholesterol. Now, most of the cholesterol that we take in comes in from meat, poultry, fish, and dairy products. In fact, eggs account for just 25% of the cholesterol in the typical diet. So this conclusion that it's only safe to consume 3 to 4 eggs a week is based on the assumption that you're also eating meat, poultry, fish, and/or dairy products on a daily basis. And that may or may not be true for you. If eggs are your only source of cholesterol, for example, then you might be able to eat a dozen eggs a week. But is this association between cholesterol and heart disease even real? This study was a meta-analysis of six different observational studies, and in each of these studies, they asked a big group of people about their diet, and then they followed them for a decade or two to see what sort of health problems they developed, and then finally they crunched the data to see if they could find any associations between their diet and their health. But this is not the first time researchers have crunched this type of data, and one big question is why this latest study found a link between cholesterol and heart disease when so many previous analyses did not. And the authors argue that it's because they did a better job of adjusting for variables such as smoking, drinking, exercise habits, and other aspects of the diet. Keep in mind that these dietary surveys were done between 1985 and 2005, and this was still during a time when people were being counseled to limit eggs and cholesterol. So those who were eating a lot of eggs may not have been particularly concerned about nutrition, and that may have spilled into other aspects of their diet and lifestyle. Indeed, those who ate the most eggs were more likely to be smokers, they were more likely to have diabetes, and they had lower diet quality overall. But there's something else about this study that strikes me as even more problematic. The researchers only asked the subjects about their typical dietary patterns once at the beginning of each study, and then they continued to gather data about their health for anywhere from 10 to 30 years, but they assumed that the people continued to eat the same way the whole time. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore, and for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
Parents, when you visit California, childhood rules. If you don't remember how awesome childhood is, just ask yourself.
What would kids do?
Dance to a giant organ played by ocean waves? Yep. Camp in floating tree houses hundreds of feet off the ground? Check. Jump in a big tub of mud on purpose? Call it rejuvenation. We don't care. Just pack your fun pants and let childhood rule your family vacation. If you need help, ask your kids. Start planning at visitcalifornia.com.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Now, let me just ask you, has your diet changed at all over the last 10 years? Mine sure has. We might modify our diets in response to evolving research or a change in our own health or any number of other influences, including our family, friends, and just the popular culture. So let's say that one of these subjects started out as a healthy 49-year-old who reported eating a dozen eggs a week. 2 years later, at a routine physical, his doctor finds that he has elevated cholesterol. Now, it's the 90s, so he's given the standard advice. He starts avoiding eggs and eating a low-fat diet, one that's also a lot higher in carbohydrates. 12 years later, when he's 63, he has a heart attack. Now, by this point, he's been eating nothing but egg whites for 12 years. But in this analysis, he'd still be counted as someone who eats a dozen eggs a week and developed heart disease. Another participant might have been a health-conscious 50-year-old who follows nutrition news avidly. At the time the study begins in 1988, she reports eating 2 or 3 eggs a week, in line with current recommendations. But over the years, she sees more and more research questioning the relationship between cholesterol and heart disease. Meanwhile, she's reading a lot about the benefits of higher protein diets. And as a result, she starts eating more eggs. At 65, she's eating 8 to 10 eggs a week, and she's heart disease free. But in this analysis, she'd be counted as someone who eats very few eggs and doesn't have heart disease. I actually think it's pretty unlikely that people's egg consumption remained constant over the course of these decades. And that makes it really hard for me to put much confidence in these associations. In my opinion, when it comes to your risk of heart disease, the amount of cholesterol in your diet plays only a minor role, if at all, compared to your overall diet quality and lifestyle. It comes down to those same 3 questions I always ask. How much are you eating? What are you eating it with? And what would you be eating if you weren't eating that instead? If you're replacing your breakfast pastry with a couple of eggs, or your afternoon candy bar with a hard-boiled egg, or your hamburger with a vegetable frittata, I think those eggs are doing more good than harm. Obviously, it's possible to overdo just about anything, and I'm not suggesting that it's a good idea for everyone to be eating 6 eggs every day. But I don't think you need to limit yourself to 3 eggs a week either. Personally, I feel perfectly comfortable consuming 12 eggs a week, and this study doesn't change that. You'll find a transcript of today's episode, along with links to the research that we've been discussing at nutritiondiva.quickanddirtytips.com. And if you'd like to chat more about this, come find me on Twitter or Facebook. I'm at Nutrition Diva. The Nutrition Diva Show is produced by Nathan Semmes with editorial support from Beata Santora. I'm also grateful to Morgan Ratner, Michelle Margulis, and Emily Miller for their support, and to Kathy Doyle for her vision and leadership. And we are all grateful to you for listening to our show every week. Have a great week, and remember to eat something good for me.
Parents, when you visit California, childhood rules. If you don't remember how awesome childhood is, just ask yourself.
What would kids do?
Dance to a giant organ played by ocean waves? Yep. Camp in floating tree houses hundreds of feet off the ground? Check. Jump in a big tub of mud on purpose? Call it rejuvenation. We don't care. Just pack your fun pants and let childhood rule your family vacation. If you need help, ask your kids. Start planning at visitcalifornia.com.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.